Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. A jury has found Michael White not guilty of voluntary manslaughter in the July 2018 stabbing of real estate developer Sean Skellinger in Rittenhouse Square. Jurors sided with White's attorneys, who argued he acted in self-defense when he stabbed Skellinger. The victim's mother, Linda Skellinger, says the verdict sends the wrong message.
It absolutely sends the wrong message. You know how many people are going to get shot this weekend? You know how many people are going to get stabbed and shot because they reacted? Michael's words, I reacted. Is it okay for everybody to react and start killing each other's kids because they're a little pissed off about something? It's unacceptable.
She also accused District Attorney Larry Krasner of withholding evidence and demanded he be arrested.
My son is dead. My feelings are, thank you for the wind beneath my wings because you're going down, Krasner.
The jury did return a guilty verdict on charges White tampered with evidence. All charges have been filed against two men accused of setting fire to their pizza parlor and hookah lounge in Old City last year. KYW's Hadass Kuznets has more.
According to the indictment against brothers Imad and Baha Dawara, the two had a history of fights with their landlord, and in January of 2018, they were told to vacate the premises. U.S. Attorney William McSwain says by that point, they had ceased all business operations at the pizza and hookah lounge business they owned in the 200 block of Chestnut Street.
Yet on the very day they were asked to leave, and only about 2 weeks before the fire, Imad Dawara purchased insurance.
McSwain says Imad asked the insurance broker repeatedly how he would be paid, quote, if there was a fire. If convicted, the men could face up to 20 years in prison. Residents near the now-closed Philadelphia Energy Solutions refinery expressing concern about their health. A federal report now reveals 3,300 pounds of highly toxic hydrofluoric acid released into the air during that June explosion and fire.
You're walking around breathing in this stuff. You have children and everything else. You don't know what's going on.
It's worrisome. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you got city officials saying one thing and federal officials saying another. And then you worry about what they're going to do, who's actually telling the truth and who's going to be responsible for the cleanup.
The city maintains none of the deadly chemical was detected by air monitors outside the refinery. A second family is coming out against the Chester Township Police Department, claiming officers are targeting black people. Brandon Alvin was arrested for loitering in front of his home last month.
He was pepper sprayed two times. I think it was four or five police officers that arrested him. He was charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest.
Alvin's attorney, Kevin Mincy, says he believes his client's arrest by Officer Pasquale Storace was targeted.
We know that there have been other incidents involving this officer and other Chester Township officers.
Mincy is representing other black families in the township who've also been arrested for loitering on their own property. His plan is to clear his clients' names in court before they take their own legal action. Calls to Chester Township's police chief have not been returned. Victims of a random mass shooting at a Walmart in Cheltenham last summer took the stand in Norristown as the trial of a 31-year-old Philadelphia man accused of the shooting continues. The latest from KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Elwert.
Kevin Richards was the first person shot at the Walmart on Easton Road on August 14, 2018. Richards testified when he made eye contact with Keenan Jones. Jones asked him, "What are you looking at?" Then pulled a gun from the waistband of a woman next to him and shot him once in the leg.
Prosecutors say Jones fired seven shots in all, striking a store manager four times. During opening statement, Jones' attorney said it was a psychotic breakdown, and at the end of the trial, she would ask jurors to find Jones not guilty by reason of insanity. Philadelphia politicians among the many mourning the death of Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings.
He will be missed for what he has demonstrated to all of us.
Congressman Dwight Evans is Pennsylvania's only member of the Congressional Black Caucus. He knew Cummings for many years.
He was a peace loving man. He was a man who really was relentless about public service.
Congressman Brendan Boyle worked with Cummings for a while on the House Oversight Committee.
I learned a lot under him. He was a fellow city guy like myself, a self-made person, strong, principled, eloquent, but also had a real warmth and caring to him as well.
Cummings was 68. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.